Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, could you give us an update on what's happening in Washington?
On Friday, October 16th, at my Kennett Square office, I had the distinct privilege of presenting Private First Class Horace Brown with 7 medals that he earned during World War II. It was an unforgettable experience. One of the best parts of representing the 16th Congressional District is meeting my fellow veterans. And we have over 41,000 heroes living in our community, and every single one of them deserves our gratitude and honor. Private First Class Brown, age 91, is a lifelong resident of Chester County, and it's long past time that he received the credit he deserves for his sacrifice on our behalf. As G.K. Chesterton famously said, "The true soldier fights not because he hates the enemy in front of him, but because he loves the country behind him." Brave veterans like Horace Brown deserve the gratitude and honor of every American because it was on our behalf that he risked his life. In the 16th Congressional District, we have 41,000 veterans, men and women, who offered everything up for us.
Speaking of our troops, could you talk about defense funding?
Well, this week, President Obama vetoed Congress's proposed defense budget, even though it passed with bipartisan majorities in both chambers, and even though it fully funds the amount of money he requested for defense. The president is refusing to support legislation that upholds sequestration, which are the automatic spending cuts he personally signed into law back in 2011. And sequestration is the law of the land. It was even the idea of his own staffer, Jack Lew. And the president shouldn't shut down our military just so that he can spend more money in other parts of the budget. Our troops deserve a commander-in-chief who puts them before politics.
What has the Health Subcommittee been working on?
On Tuesday, I came down to Washington and chaired a hearing on 7 bipartisan bills to help confront our nation's prescription drug abuse epidemic. Pennsylvania's felt the effects of this tragedy firsthand. Estimated 52 million people have used prescription drugs for non-medical reasons at least once in their lifetimes. The National Institute on Drug Abuse is monitoring the future survey has found that about 1 in 12 high school seniors reported non-medical use of the prescription pain reliever Vicodin in 2010, and 1 in 20 reported abusing OxyContin in the past year. And that is why I, as chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee's Health Subcommittee, have focused on solutions. Broadly speaking, these bills make it easier to find treatment for addiction, help increase awareness of opiate addiction, and help postpartum women get treatment for opioid addiction.
Will Congress lift the debt ceiling?
Well, it's important that we have a debt ceiling, and the fact that we are hitting the debt ceiling yet again shows that we're spending too much. Right now, the federal government is taking on record high tax revenue, and yet they still can't pay the bills, and we're still borrowing $400 billion a year. That's more than the entire economy of Iran, on top of the $18.4 trillion we already owe. If we're going to keep borrowing money, then we should also have a plan to pay it back, and that's just common sense. So this week, the House voted on legislation that would ensure that the United States never defaults on its debts. We've passed this legislation before, but it died in Harry Reid's Senate.
Could you give us an update on gas prices?
Gas prices continue to drop in September. Gas prices dropped another 9 cents, down to an average of $2.33 a gallon, and that's an 87-cent drop in just 1 year. The reason is simple. In June, the United States became the world's leading petroleum producer. More supply means lower prices. That means more money in our pockets to spend, save, and invest, and makes it easier for working families to keep the lights on. Congress needs to continue to enact policies that promote our energy output and help Americans make a living. It is thanks to the American people, not to the government, that such low prices have been achieved.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I do. This week, I'd like to thank all the volunteers who helped rebuild the Kids Joyland Playground in Mount Joy. Over 200 people volunteered their free time over 6 days to rebuild a playground burned to the ground by arsonists in 2012. Our community has shown that this senseless act of destruction will not be the last word. Pennsylvanians donated $230,000 towards this effort. Didn't take government action. Pennsylvanians just did it because it was the right thing to do. It's just one more everyday example of voluntary acts of charity with which government simply cannot compete.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.